morning, everybody, once again. Anyway, a quick hashgacha about the story. I was learning with my daughters, and we came across a piece on Shabbos Kodesh, and of course, every Erev Shabbos is related to Shabbos. It's obvious. And therefore, I could always speak about Shabbos Kodesh on a Friday, in Friday Shmuz. But this week's parasha certainly connects to Shabbos, because we know in the second pasuk in this week's parasha, it says, Sheish Yom Tavon, Sheish Yom Tassim Lochel, Vimashvi and obviously Rashi tells us the reason why we're mentioning Shabbos again, which is numerous times over the last few weeks, is because we need to know that Shabbos supersedes Hakomas HaMishkan, which is interesting because last week's parasha it says that that in terms of the levels, one would think, right, one would have a half a minute to think. I heard this from Reuven Biederman last week. It says that one would think that Hashoros Hashem of the Mishkan should take precedence over Shabbos. But we know that Shabbos takes precedence over that. So if you think that Shabbos is even higher than the Shechina, so what about a Jew? What is Docha Shabbos? What is Docha Shabbos? What is Docha Shabbos? Is Pikuach Nefesh. Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, because we are holy. Meaning the greatness of a Jew, the greatness of a Jew is that we are so holy that we supersede Shabbos, which supersedes the Mishkan. So that's Stam Adiyuk from last week's parasha. But this week, again, we're reminded that Shabbos, that the Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos. So, certainly, an appropriate time to speak about Shabbos. Now, I want to speak about this Indian that I was able to learn with my daughters this past week, based on Shem Pinkas, and this morning, Baruch Hashem, I found it in the Sefer from Shem Pinkas and Shabbos Kodesh. So we say, by Havdol, we say that Hashem is Mavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. It sounds like there's a tremendous distinction between Chol and Kodesh. And what is that distinction? And the truth of the matter is, so it comes, and we say we basically parallel Kodesh Chol to Or L'Choshech. So it says of Shimshon Pinkas, what is the difference between Or L'Choshech? And he makes a tremendous observation. He says that is Choshech, is darkness, the lack of light, or is it something else? Meaning, he explains it with the following mashal. Somebody comes into a Beis Medrash, right, and it's dark. Are the Sfarim not there? He can't see the Sfarim. It's not that they don't exist. The shot is that he can't find them. But they are totally there. So too, that's Choshech. This world, and actually the Gemara Bava Metzia, based on this pasuk that I was learning with my daughters, and this the whole project about Perek Kuf Dalet, which has a lot to do with Mice of Rishis and other things, it says, Toshes Choshech V'Hilayla. Right? Bo Tirmos Kol Chai Suyar. That Hashem makes the darkness, and there's night, and during that night, the animals stir. But the Gemara Bava Metzia tells us that Choshech is referring to Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is Choshech. Now, what does that mean? That means that you can't see certain things. You can't see reality. Olam Haba, that is reality. What is Olam Haba? Olam Haba is light. And light is Hashem. Light is clarity. So, we know that we say in Kedusha, Mulo Chol Aretz Kavodo. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu fills the world. But the issue is, during Olam Hazeh, it's not so apparent. It's not so clear. And that's the difference between Or and Choshech. Or is you can see everything clearly. Choshech is darkness, you can't see, but it's still there. It's Melchol Aretz Kavodo. It exists, but you just can't see it. But it exists. And that's the difference between Or and Choshech. And that's the difference between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. In this world, things are covered. Things are not as clear. Things are not as apparent. But in Olam Haba, things are much clearer. And we know that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. So what happens? The 6 days of the week are days of Choshech, of darkness, where we don't see the reality of Hashem. But yet we come to Shabbos, and Shabbos is that light, that living with Hashem, and living with the recognition of Olam Haba. And Rishim Shapik gives a few mashalim. He says that he once saw somebody picking up a rock. He was doing difficult labor. And he says, are you doing exercise? He said, no, I'm making parnasa. Is that really what makes parnasa? If a person lives in the Melochal Arts Kavodo, if a person lives with Hashem, he understands that he doesn't have to do that, but he has to recognize that Hashem is going to provide. Hashem is real. He says another mashal. He sees a person who runs out of shul after Shmoneh Esrei, and he's running to make parnasa. Does he not realize that Hashem is Melochal Aretz Kavodo? He will provide for him. Again, of course, the person has to do a shtadlis, but it's the perspective that we're talking about. And he quotes this story from the Chovos Halavos in the beginning of Shahar Bitachon. Quotes the following story that somebody's once on a boat. He took a boat trip far away to make parnasa, and the somebody on the boat asked him, "Who's your God?" And he said, "I believe in Hashem." He said, "Oh, does He provide for you?" He said, "Yes, He provides for me." So he said, I don't understand. If he provides for you, why'd you have to schlep on this boat to go really far to make for an oster? Don't you think your God can provide for you in your homeland? So he had remorse, and he went back, and he realized, you know what, if I really believe in Hashem, again, I'm not saying you don't have to do a shtadlus, but a person has to internalize the reality, melochal aretz kavodo, the idea that Hashem is real. So it says in Shimshon Pinkus, so what do we do when Shabbos enters? What's the idea behind Hadlokas Neros? Hadlokas Neros is the idea, the symbol that we're entering into the Shabbos, a world of clarity, a world of light, where we see, where we live with Hashem. I remember many years ago, about 22 years ago, when I was Shabbat, I spent the Shabbos actually in Mei Sha'arim, and I ate a meal in my neighborhood where I live now. I never would have thought that I would live there later on in life. And the person I ate by, he's Baruch Hashem, he's still alive, he walks around the neighborhood. Again, I once told him that I ate by him many, many years ago, and he's like, yeah, it sounds like he's an older American person, he's an engineer. And he once said the following, he said at that meal that I was at, that Shabbos is like living like a millionaire for 10 years. He said that the average life, according to, you know, Sefer Tehillim, Shivim Shana, so if a person lives 70 years, so 10 years of his life is Shabbos, right? And Shabbos, you live like a millionaire. Why do you live like a millionaire? You don't have to worry about a thing. Whatever you have, whatever you prepared before Shabbos, you go into Shabbos and that's it. Hashem, you know, and you don't have to worry about a thing. During the week, we run around worrying. Why? Because during the week, we think that we're in charge. We have to work. But when we reach the day of Shabbos, and we have nothing else to do, we cease from doing malacha, we say, we're taken care of. We recalibrate and reconnect to the idea of living with Hashem, and living with the ideals of Emunah, that everything is kulo Hashem. And that's pshat. What's the pshat that on Shabbos? There's a halach of v'daber dover, not to discuss mundane things. There's also an isser of reading shtari hadyotos, not to read anything that has to do with business. What's the pshat? The pshat is that Shabbos is a day to live totally with Hashem, to realize that we are not, our work is not what brings us our parnasa. It's not. It's totally Hashem, to live with Hashem. I'll just say over what I said a few weeks ago. I heard in the name of, I think, the Stas Savas, the Chudash Arim, the idea that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshli matana tovu b'gnes gnozai leich lahodiyam. Tell the Jewish people, I have a special treasure in my treasure houses. It doesn't say he actually gave it to us. He said, tell them, which means that we went to Hashem's house. We basically, on Shabbos, we live with Hashem. We live with the clarity, the light of Shabbos, the light of Olam Haba. Shabbos in Olam Haba, to realize that we don't have to work. We don't really have to work. Again, it's a knas. We have to work. But on the other hand, the person has to realize that Shabbos is supposed to remind them that, guess what? The world and you will be sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu without a problem, because Hashem is running the world. And Shimshon Pinkus wants to say a mashal, right? Why is it that on Shabbos we're not supposed to read things? I mean, he even says, you know, we're not supposed to read political things and newspapers and these kinds of things. What's the pshat? Because he says, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, right? So he says, he starts with the Beis HaMedrash. Would a person think it's appropriate to read a newspaper in the Beis HaMedrash? A place of Kedusha? No, he would think it's inappropriate. So too on Shabbos. Shabbos is like you're living in a Beis Medrash. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, a person start reading, you know, mundane things in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? Absolutely not, because you live in Hashem. So he says that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a time to feel like your mom is in Hashem's palace. And therefore, not that it's usher for sure, but it's not the pshat that it's usher, oh, it's a restriction. Who needs to do it? Who wants to do it? If you're really living with Hashem on Shabbos, those 25 hours, right? So then there's no point... There's no reason to get involved in mundane matters, because you're totally living with Hashem. And then Rav Shimshon Pinkus describes three levels of understanding Hashem. The first level is, we'll call it Adon HaKol. That everybody, his mashal is that a person gets sick, so he goes to the doctor, and the doctor heals him. So you understand, but a person knows that that's Hashem. Hashem made the person sick. Hashem gave him the refuah. Hashem is taking care of him. That's the level of Adon HaKol. That's the first level. The next level is a person is so sick that he needs mamish. He needs to be on a respirator, right? So that's the higher level. Not only is he just getting a problem and Hashem is fixing the problem, but Hashem is giving him sustaining him directly. He's not sending a shliach. He's mamish giving him life. And the highest level, the third level that the Shimshon Pinkus describes, is the level that the whole metzias, the reality of this world is kulo Hashem. It's all Hashem. So again, the different levels he's providing for us. He's indirectly, he's sustaining us with, let's say, a breathing machine. Or the highest level is that everything that exists in this world is Mamash Hashem. And he says an unbelievable thing. He says, this is based on the Gematria, he says that the first thing is Shem Havaya and Ado and then Noi, total, is 65 plus 26. Okay, that's Shem Adnes. Adnes is Adonai Kol HaYehovia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the first level of his involvement in the world. The next level is Elohim, Havaya and Elohim, which is 112, 86 and 26. And then the next level is that everything in the world is Hashem, is Shem Havaya 26 plus Eke, which is another 21, and you get together you get the Ner. So the Pshat is when a person lights the candles of Shabbos, so he reaches the highest levels of Enol Mulvado. He basically inculcates these three levels. If Hashem is taking care of him, Hashem is pumping it directly with life. And then the third level, the highest level, is to understand that everything is Hashem. So then he brings more mashalim, because you know he brings tremendous mashalim that during the week a person's running, he grabs a bite here, he runs to work, he grabs a cup of coffee, he grabs a quick dinner, he grabs a quick lunch. He's always running during the week. He's always running because he thinks that he's the one who has to provide for himself. But on Shabbos, all of a sudden, everything slows down. He sits like a mensch. He has a beautiful meal. And what's the difference? Why isn't he running? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that a person on Shabbos feels like there's nowhere to run. There's no point. Because Hashem is taking care of you. And that's what's happening during the week. It's just that Hashem makes it that this world is choshech. This world is covered. It's darkness. We don't see the reality. Again, we have to do the work. But we still need to realize and recalibrate and understand that just like we understand on Shabbos that Hashem is taking care of everything we need, He's doing the same thing during the week. But we just don't see it as clearly. And that's why, again, we light the candles, and that's why Shabbos is made Olam Haba. Just to bring it home, and really what struck me with what I read with my daughters, which I didn't find in this article, I'm not sure, it must be in a different piece that Shem Shempigas wrote. He said the following mashal. He said that there was a guy who was in the middle of learning on Shabbos, on his porch, and he was... Some goy came by and said, "Sir, don't you realize that your tomatoes in the garden are drying out, and you're going to lose your tomato crop?" And so the Jewish person turns to him and he says, "You know, it's Shabbos. I can't water my tomatoes on Shabbos." So says the Jewish Pinkus, "I didn't see it inside." He said, "Like that's the goyish answer. That's not the right answer. The answer is the reason why I'm not going to go out and water my tomatoes on Shabbos is because it's Asim Lach. That's not the right answer. The real answer is that." If I believe in Hashem, that Hashem takes care of everything, all my needs, I don't need to do anything. I don't need Hashem will provide me a different way, in a way that He wants to provide for me. And therefore, it's not the pshat that it's usher for me to water my tomatoes in order to save them. No, that's not the reality. The reality, the feeling on Shabbat should be, I don't have to worry about a thing. Hashem will provide. If Hashem decided that my tomatoes will dry out because they don't have water, that's the reality. That's the real reality of Melech HaLaretz Kibono. So I think that in terms of our lives and understanding Shabbos, you know, we oftentimes bring the choshech of the week into our Shabbos. We're so connected to the weekday, to the idea of Olam Hazeh, we think that it's so true. But if you think about it, if you're misboning it a little bit, and you think about reality, Rosh Hashanah brought another mashal about a chandelier, right? If you walk into a shul and you see a chandelier on the roof, there's obviously somebody put it up. So too with this world. It's poshut. It's poshut that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a lot more in this world than just a simple chandelier. So there's certainly a Baal HaBira, as Avraham Avinu told us. There's certainly. And the way the world is running on a daily basis, naturally and even humanly, two students came to me, told me this past week, tremendous stories of Hashgacha Pratis. Maybe I'll say it over in a different venue, but the point is that a person opens his eyes, he realizes that Hashem is running the world. How a person has parnasa, how a person is able to function, how a person is able to think, how a person is able to learn, how are we here in Eretz Yisrael, right? We have so many enemies surrounding us, and yet we're sitting here in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh learning. If you think about the Hashgacha Pratis on a daily basis, and world history, and the history of Klal Yisrael, and you think about everything that Hashem has done for us as a nation, as individuals, it's obvious that He's running the world. But the problem is, during the week, we don't see it. We're so steeped in Olam Hazeh. But a person, when he enters into that Shabbos and he lights the light the Neiros of Shabbos, which represent this idea of clarity and light, and realizing what Melochal Aretz Kavodo, Hashem is around all week. It's just that we don't have the time to stop and think and contemplate that. But when we go into Shabbos, we really have to feel that. Obviously, to many of us, these are hard madrigas. To not be involved in mundane activities on Shabbos, to not to read certain things, to not to feel certain things, to think certain things, and to realize, just like on Shabbos, we know that everything is taken care of, right? We know that, for example, this past week, there's a lot of plans going on in different ways of Shabbos. But we know when Shabbos comes, we'll have a place. Right, what was I worried about the whole week? Why did I have to be mashkia hours upon hours, you know, to take care of the Shabbos plans? It doesn't make a difference. You'll be someplace. You don't have to worry about that. I think that's a very good muscle, because we think the whole week we have to do this, we have to do that in order to survive in the rat race. But it's not true. In the end of the day, Shabbos will come, and you'll be taken care of as well. Have a great Shabbos. All the best.